Look, kid, it's just an act. Makeup. Under this freak show, I'm a regular guy, just like your dad there.
Stu, maybe we better go.
But we haven't even seen the amazing human Rolodex.
Why do I have to go? I wasn't crying.
Sorry, folks, no refunds.
I'm glad we left. I'd forgotten how unsanitary circuses are.
Come on, Deed. Circuses are an American institution. They're part of growing up. Kids love the circus.
I hate the circus. Chucky, it's all over now. Phew. Hey, thanks for bailing me out back there, Tommy. I felt really stupid crying all by myself.
Don't mention it.
It's not fair. We didn't get to see any of the good stuff all because those babies started crying.
Angel, you got to see a lot of good stuff. Remember that big scary lion?
That dumb old lion didn't even have any teeth.
And you got cotton candy and popcorn. And Daddy even bought you that nice stuffed turtle you were screaming for.
Stupid turtle. It doesn't even do anything.
Expect for $16.95.
The whole circus was dumb.
Well, now, Cupcake, I suppose if you ran the circus, you could do everything your way.
If I ran the circus? Guess what, babies?
What?
I'm going to have my very own circus. And if you babies do everything I say, you get to be in it.
No, not a circus. They have wild animals running around and astronauts flying up in the air without anybody to catch them. And these clouds with big scary glasses with all this scary red air all sticking out everywhere.
Great!
Our own circus.
We can have a big tent
and invite everybody to come.
I could be a lion tamer and Spike could be my lion.
And I'll be the astrobat.
I want to be the astrobat. You can't both be astrobats, but I'm gonna be the ring monster. And if y'all wanna be in my circus, you have to do whatever I say.
Angelica, what if one of us doesn't want to be in the circus?
Funny you should ask that. Mr. Turtle here didn't want to be in the circus either. No, 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 Chucky, that's the third time you've missed. You were supposed to jump up into Lil's shoulders, not crawl all over her.
Angelica, I quit. I can't do this.
Okay. Huh? That's fine, Chucky. You don't have to be in the circus if it's too hard.
I don't?
Nah. Go ahead and quit. But it's gonna be pretty hard to explain to all your friends that there's not gonna be any circus no more.
You mean, just because of me, no one's gonna have a circus?
That's right, Chucky.
But why?
Because a circus is a team. It's a family. It's none for all and all for me. Without you, there can't be any circus.
Wow. I never knew I was that important.
Say, Angelica,
what is it? Everybody, listen up. There ain't gonna be no circus because Chucky doesn't want us to have one.
No more circus.
Don't you want to play with us, Chucky?
Don't you want us to have any fun?
Of course I do. I never said.
Then why won't you let us have a circus? Angelica, I changed my mind. I want to be in the circus.
Yay! I don't know, Chucky. After all, you can't do anything. Circus people have to do tricks and stuff.
Give him a chance. He'll do anything.
Well,
please, 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 please.
Well, all right. Now, everybody stand on your heads. On your heads! It's just like playing catch, only by yourself.
Okay.
Look, you guys, I can jumbo!
Now do it with two of them. Just throw them up real high.
Angelica, isn't there something easy I can do?
Oh, sure. Come see the amazing Chucky take a nap, play in the sand, and eat cookies.
Yeah, that'd work.
Oh, just forget it. Hey, I know one thing you could do. You could be the human candy ball. The circus is on!
Yay! What's a human candy ball?
Step right up! Get your tickets here! Come see Angelica's one and only baby circus! Greatest show on Earth ever!
Is this your circus, Angelica? Didn't look like the circus I went to.
Look at it harder.
Oh, I see it now. It's great. I brought some friends.
Looks like a big crowd tonight.
You're rolling too fast, Lillian.
No, you're too slow, Philip.
Remember, Spike, you're a furiocious lion, but only pretend furiocious, okay? What am I gonna do, Tobby? I don't know how to be a human candy ball.
Don't worry, Chucky. Angelica said it'd be easy.
Well, then why am I wearing this?
Everybody wears funny clothes in the circus, Chucky. That's what makes it fun.
I'm not having fun. I'm having a tummy ache.
Are you babies ready yet?
Ready.
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 Angelica, do you think we could go over this human candy ball thing again?
Chucky, Chucky, Chucky. All you gotta do is just sit on the seesaw and wait for me to blow the whistle.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, children and babies of all ages, welcome to Angelica's Three Ring Circus, starring your ring monster, Angelica! Work went into making this circus, but I was happy to do it because I think this really, really, really is the greatest show on Earth! And in the center ring, our first act, the stupendous and death-defying trapeze act, the Flying Filler Wheels!
That's us. Go ahead, Lil.
After you, Phil.
No, you, Lillian.
No, you.
Chucky, what are you doing? All these people are waiting.
I forgot what to do.
Oh, do I have to show you everything? Now pay attention, because I'm only going to show you once. First, you get on the seesaw. Then, you just sit tight. Then, I blow my whistle. Then, Phil and Lil... Uh-oh.
You know what, Tommy? I think I like the circus.
Hey, I'm a human candy ball. Hey.
Ba-ba!
I don't care if he is the chairman of the board, Jonathan. The man's emotionally unstable. You know, I never liked the term hostile takeover. It sounds all so cold.
Honey, don't slurp your food. Use your fork.
Let's not get into any more details. Save.
Second thought, you're always fine.
Mommy, I have a question.
Yes, dear?
Where do babies come from?
What did you say?
Where do babies come from?
Well, you know, Angel Pie, that's a very good question.
Yes, it is. You know, Drew, I think I left the beets boiling in the kitchen.
I better go help your mother. Boiling beets can be mighty tricky. What are we going to do, Charlotte? What are we going to do?
Relax, relax. We agreed a long time ago how we're going to handle this. We're just going to tell her the truth.
Right, the truth. Honesty is always the best policy.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay.
How are the beets?
The beets? Oh, yes, the beets. They need a little more time.
So, what were we talking about again?
Babies. Where do they come from?
Oh, yes. Well, honey, it's actually very simple. Drew?
Thank you, dear. Well, you see, Cupcake, it all starts with a mommy.
And a daddy.
Right, and a daddy. Well, you see, first they decide they really want a baby.
Right. First they make a responsible, well-thought-out decision, not recklessly or on the spur of the moment, but after lots of careful, business-like consideration.
All right, let me put it this way, darling. We all start out as a tiny egg.
An egg?
Oh, Drew, you're making it so complicated. Look, sweetie, to make a baby, mommies and daddies need to... Well, they need to...
Call the stork!
The stork?
The stork?
You're right, the stork. You know, that really big, ugly bird with feathers.
So the stork brings them a baby?
Right.
Wait a second. I thought you said babies come from eggs.
They do.
Stork eggs.
Oh, so I come from a stork's egg.
Exactly.
So, let me get this straight. When a mommy and daddy decide they want to have a baby, they call the stork?
Right. What's a stork? It's a big, ugly bird that lays eggs.
Eggs?
Uh-huh. We all start out as a tiny egg. The stork brings the egg to the mommy and daddy, who take care of it till it hatches and becomes a baby.
Wow! That's amazing!
Amazing, but true.
We're all watching a football game. Can you imagine? Oh, I'm really kind of enjoying it.
Washington's just a bunch of bums. Buffalo should blow them out in the first quarter.
I don't know, Betty. Washington has the league's leading passing attack. Hurry up, boys! The game's about to begin!
Gosh, all those women think about is sports.
Relax, bro. We're going to cook up the best Ultra Bowl omelet they've ever seen. You start grating the cheese while I get out the eggs and stuff.
How come I always have to grate the cheese?
I can't believe I started as an egg.
I don't know. You still kind of look like an egg to me, Tommy.
I don't think I'd like being an egg. Small spaces make me uncomfortable. Hey, you know what? If my mommy and daddy call the stork, then I could have a baby brother to play with.
Too bad we're babies. Otherwise, we could just go get a stork's egg ourselves.
Oh... I'll get the screwdriver.
Sure you got enough eggs?
Yeah, I want to be safe, so I ordered a gross.
A gross? Stu, that's 144 eggs.
Oops.
There's gotta be a stork around here somewhere.
How do you know?
Cause someone had to bring me.
Chance, let's get the egg.
the basket.
An egg! I got an egg!
Got spots. I wonder if it's sick.
Nah, I think it's just freckles.
Hi, I'm Tommy.
I'm your brother.
He's probably shy hanging out with big kids like us.
So what are you gonna do with your busy brother, Tommy?
Let's hatch it.
Maybe we better give it to your mom.
No, Chucky, we can't show it to the grown-ups. They don't understand babies.
And what are we gonna do?
We're gonna keep it and protect it and raise it ourselves.
You know, if he's a baby, we're gonna have to name him.
Let's call him Bill.
Or Lil.
I know, we'll call him Milton.
Milton?
I think it's time for Milton's nap or he'll start to get cranky. We gotta make sure he's warm enough.
Nighty-night, Milton.
Hey, baby!
Shh!
What's going on?
Shh!
Quiet, you'll wake up Milton.
Who's Milton?
He's my new baby brother.
We got him from the store.
Oh, it's so cute.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah?
That's not your baby brother.
It isn't?
Nope. It's my baby sister!
Henderson just isn't a big game player.
Bah, shows what you know.
And then I'll teach you how to act real super cute so the grown-ups will give you whatever you want.
Angelica!
What do you want?
We want Milton back!
Oh, yeah? Well, it just so happens that Miltonia here wants to stay with me.
Miltonia?
Isn't that right?
You better give him back, Angelica!
Why should I?
Cause it'd be too bad if you never saw your Cynthia again.
Hold on! Just don't do anything crazy! She's been through a lot lately!
I'll do it.
I'll do it!
I think he's gonna do it, Angelica!
What's he gonna do?
Okay, relax. Here's what we're gonna do. You give me Cynthia, then I'll give you Miltonia.
Milton!
Right, Milton!
Wait a minute, Angelica. How do we know you're telling the truth?
Yeah, how do we know you're not just gonna take Cynthia and then keep Milton?
I know. First Angelica gives Milton to Phil, then Chucky will give Cynthia to Lil, then Phil can give Milton to Chucky, and Lil gives Cynthia to you.
Okay.
Greek olives.
Stu, you can't put Greek olives in an omelet.
Why not?
They have pits in them.
I knew that. Wonder how that got there. Hey, Drew, we gotta get cracking.
But how are you gonna know which egg is Milton?
You think I wouldn't know my own brother?
Chucky, what's wrong?
Here, Stu, I'll give you a hand.
Hey, how'd you get up there, champ? Now, just stay put a little longer. We're almost done.
Whew, that was a close one.
Taking care of a baby brother is not easy.
Hey, look!
Oh, no! Broken!
Oh, Milton!
Sorry, Tommy. Guess we broke your brother.
Guys, I don't think he's broken. I think he's
new babies are kind of ugly.
He ain't ugly. He's my brother.
Goodness gracious. How'd a little bird get in here?
Pop, you gotta stop leaving the door open.
We better get this little fella outside where he belongs. There. Home sweet home.
Deed. The Carmichaels are here.
Coming!
Maybe your mommy didn't want a baby right now.
Yeah, I guess not.
Hey, Tommy, you know what? I don't think that was a baby person. I think it was a baby stork.
A baby stork? If that's a baby stork, then where do baby people come from?
Oh, everybody knows that.
Hi, Susie.
Come here, Angelica. I'll tell you where babies come from.
Huh? Really? Get out of town.
Thank you.